Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. In Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. The Republicans are about to introduce a series of bills on gun ownership that are very unwise, and they're being done just for political posturing. Most people in the Republican Party themselves, any party, don't want it. Always remember this. There are more guns in union halls than in hedge fund conference rooms. There are more Second Amendment advocates in the Democratic Party than the Republican Party. There are more combat veterans in union halls than in hedge fund conference rooms. So all of this is posing for holy pictures by a morally bankrupt party that's doing everything it can to get rid of our democracy. Well, here are some of the things that they are proposing in this bill. It has to clear the Senate. If it gets through the House, and of course it will, it's a gerrymandered, corrupt body, gerrymandered. Gets to the Senate and goes to Evers, he'll veto it. But if the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, gets in, this is the kind of stuff that will be enshrined in law. One of them is it lowers the concealed carry age. It's put in for a concealed carry permit to 18 from 21. Now, there aren't an awful lot of people in the society clamoring for 18-year-olds to be armed and walking around. It's not necessary. Not only that, under federal law, you can't buy a gun from a federally licensed gun dealer, which requires background checks, unless you're 21. What that means is, under their law, their proposed law, which isn't going to make it to being law, if you're 18 years old, the only place you could buy a gun or get a gun would be to steal it, buy it on the street, or go to one of these gun shows in a parking lot at midnight somewhere. Some guy in a raincoat goes, "Psst, you want to buy a gun?" Frequently they're stolen. And you say, "Sure, you're 18, and you've already done something that seems shady." The Republican Party won't outlaw these private gun shows. As a result of this bill, if it passed, you'd have 18-year-olds walking around the streets of Milwaukee, walking around the streets of every city, village in this state with concealed carry. It's not necessary at all. The other bill they're putting in is that anybody can, from out of state, if they're from a state where they're permitted to have concealed carry, could carry in Wisconsin. You may say, all right, well, these are other states. These other states have the same laws we do. You need a permit. You know, there's going to be a background check, and you're going to take some safety training. Wouldn't that be fine? Well, no, it wouldn't be fine for this reason. Many other states don't have our laws. Some of them have what's called constitutional carry. Constitutional carry is this concept that the state shouldn't issue permits, shouldn't require any, for instance, driver ed, you have to at least be able to know how to drive a car. If you're going to have concealed carry, you should respect the weapon. You should understand the power of the weapon and what you should do with it. And you don't point it at people and you don't do crazy things. That kind of rudimentary training is not required in some states. Any yahoo can walk around. And so what this would say is it gets rid of the permit requirement in Wisconsin if they're from a state that's one of these yahoo cowboy states that doesn't even require elementary training in the use of a weapon. The other bill they're putting in is that you can conceal a weapon in your car on school grounds. Now, wait a minute. How many high schools in this state do you want to see 18-year-olds have weapons in their cars? Right on the school grounds, right 50 feet, maybe 30 feet from the front door of the school. People get in altercations, they get in fights, they have a bad day. There is bullying, which is a separate issue and has got to be taken care of better by educators in the state. People who are jilted, somebody turns them down for the prom, that kind of thing. Why do you think it's a good idea that they have a gun in their car right on the school grounds? Not much of a cooling off period walking out that door. This would also require churches to write policies if their church is on a school ground attached to a school. That's somewhat typical here in Milwaukee. There might be a church and they have a school. So they want to require churches to write policies permitting this kind of thing. Now, a word, the First Amendment, let's say a church does not want people to be carrying weapons and hiding them in their cars outside the church. You know, let's say they don't want that. I think many churches may not want that. Many churches may not want that. What, they're going to be required by the state of Wisconsin to write policies about who can be armed right there at their church? This is nothing more than posturing. It's nothing more than political posturing. Shows no appreciation for the power of weapons, for the need for training, for the need for respecting a weapon. Not drawing it, not pointing it at people, not showing off. When you're 18 years old, and the argument is, well, they can go into the military at 18, so therefore they should have weapons. Let me tell you something. You go in the military at 18 or any time. I went in for some years, a couple of years, at one three-year period. And you get trained on weapons. You know something? You get trained on how to use the weapon. You get trained on safety, and you don't walk around a base carrying a weapon. The Republicans in the Congress once tried to pass a law that's saying anybody in an army base can be armed. And you know something? Every general, and then of course every admiral, got up and said, no way. Are you kidding me? You can't have sailors and soldiers walking around bases armed. You can't have it. You cannot have it. And of course, they back down. Going to the lines, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. You're the leadoff batter today. What's in your mind today, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, I recently heard a comment from somebody who's very intelligent. He said, well, this is the Republicans honoring Rittenhouse bill. This is the Rittenhouse, Kyle Rittenhouse bill. That's what they're passing right here. Kyle Rittenhouse bill in the state of Wisconsin to arm all the young 18-year-olds. I just thought I'd run that one by you know, the Duchess of Foxconn, she was supportive of Rittenhouse. Well, this is the Rittenhouse bill in honor of, you know, in honor of him from the Republicans. That's all I got to say on this one. It is disgusting. It is immature. A lot of 18-year-olds should not have weapons. And really, they haven't even had any hearings for the public or anything, and they're just going to do these bills just like the Republican fascists. I hate to say it, but you have a good day, and thank you for the show this morning. Goodbye.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. That's excellent context. You're absolutely right. The Kyle Rittenhouse bill. Now, Kyle Rittenhouse is a guy who, when he was 17 years old, ended up murdering two men and blowing the bicep off a third one. And a broken down old crow of a judge tipped the scales by yelling at the prosecutor, entering rulings like the victims couldn't be called victims, but the defense could say that there was arson and destruction of property, which none of these three people had done. and a jury. I'm really disgusted, quite frankly, with Kenosha and its juries right now. Quite disgusted with them. And in any event, this little punk, this frog-eyed wannabe, walked. He'll have a target on his back the rest of his life. And one of the stupid things that Republicans and the rest aren't taking into account is that they say, well, if somebody points a gun, you can shoot them. Okay, let's accept that. The third victim, this guy Grosskreutz, had a gun, and he saw the other two murdered by Rittenhouse. So he pointed a gun at Kyle Rittenhouse, but he had a conscience and didn't pull the trigger, and Kyle Rittenhouse shot him with an AR-15 and blew off his bicep. The guy should have shot Rittenhouse. That's legitimate self-defense. If I'm walking along in Kenosha and I see a guy murder two people and he has a gun near me, you are absolutely privileged in self-defense to shoot him. And Grosskreutz did not do that. Now, I respect Grosskreutz. I don't think in a perfect world anybody should be doing any of this stuff. But for these, this is a sadistic kind of twist to it, to call it the Kyle Rittenhouse bill, to say we need more people shot during protests. That's what we need. That escalates violence, and violence goes both ways. We've got to stop this escalation. Gene, thanks for calling in. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.